You can hear.
Mm-hmm.
Danny.
Hey, Kenny. It's Ben calling from Local Splash. How you doing, bud?
Can I call you back in just a minute? I'm on another line.
Tell me a hold.
No problem.
Okay.
Hey, Kenny?
Yes.
I can just hold if that's okay.
Take your time.
All right, if you can hold, but I don't know how long I'm on the other line, but hold on.
Yeah, take your time.
Send me the UN.
All right, hold on 1 second.
No problem.
Did you find any of the other Google business profiles?
That's what I'm looking for right now.
Mm.
Oh, I see the Morgantown one.
I found Westchester too.
Texting one.
There's one more too. There's total four.
Yeah, I think it's Kennett Square.
What? Kennett Square? Oh, Kennett Square. Oh, I see. Okay. Let's try. Hmm. trying to get that one. All right,
I'm here.
All right. Hey, Kenny, just so you're aware, I do have my director here as well, just because your situation is a little bit complicated, and I want to make sure that, you know, we can give you the best possible information, okay?
Yep.
Hey, Kenny, my name's Amy Nelson. I'm the director over here at Local Splash of the Revenue Sales Department, and Ben is one of our newer agents, and he brought this, your case to me, with valid, very valid concerns, my understanding, and please, please do correct me if I'm wrong so I can have the proper information in order to help select the proper package. But you've been with, 411 Local for about 17 years at this point. Is that correct?
Yes.
You've been advertising with them for a long time. You have full, my understanding is that you have four unique Google business profiles. I found one for Westchester that has about 35 reviews.
Okay.
I have one for Exton with two reviews. I have one for Morgantown with one review, but there's one more city. What is the last city?
That's Kennett Square, PA.
Oh, okay, and that one's not showing yet. Is it new?
No, I've had it for a long time, but like you're telling me these reviews. In 17 years, I'm sorry, I'm not going to have three reviews. Something happened with Google.
Mm-hmm.
I don't quite understand, because when somebody's telling you something, you don't know what to believe anymore. But something happened. I got kicked off, and then I got brought back on, but I lost all my reviews.
Okay. So a little background.
So this is like one of my, this was one of my concerns, and
sure.
I don't know how. Yesterday when you guys called, I guess because they said local, I thought it was my own company, so I answered it and started talking to the girl.
Okay.
Next thing you know, it's not even my company, it's you, Splash. And then they started telling me, well, we can do this, we can do that. And I'm like, I would have never gave you guys the time of the day, because I'm just that loyal guy.
Sure.
17 years I've been with this company, but I have been fighting with them over, like, wow, I just lost all my reviews because something happened, a glitch. But I'm paying, like, top dollar for this stuff. And somehow I got to talking to Ben, and he's telling me, give me a chance, at least let me compare, let me show you, let me talk to you. So now he can, because yesterday I was just kind of busy, and I couldn't, it's hard to concentrate on three different things at once. So now I'm just trying to get an understanding.
You can't concentrate on 400 things at once. You got a phone ringing. Somebody needs you to come tow their car. You got a lockout. You got, you might need dinner. I got it.
No, sure. I'm a guy. Forget that.
I know.
The women can do that shit. I can't.
Just the fact that you have even three things going on is super impressive for me. I wasn't going to say you're a guy, but you said it. So now that you said it, we can go from there.
No, that's bullshit. I shouldn't even, I think this phone, look, you guys are getting too comfortable already. But yes, I'm a guy. I can't do all that crap at once. And you show me one guy that can't. That's why Ben's having a hard time over there. Go ahead, accept it, Ben.
Well, we're definitely here to help. So there's a few things and that I do want to share with you and help you to understand. 411 Local has been around for a while, and not quite as long as us. We've been around for almost 23 years. We've been here 22 and a half years. We are a founder in local SEO services, and we are a Google Premier partner. We are a Google Ads partner, Google Guarantee partner. We have a lot of different partnerships directly with Google, and there were some that 411 Local had achieved, and for a long time they were a very strong competitor to us. But a couple of things that you should understand about that organization that they probably haven't shared with you, and this is just information. It's I'm not necessarily trying to take your business from them. I just want you to have a strong understanding of what's going on over there. Is they've absolved their local SEO department. So they're focusing their sales department mostly on like Google Ads, Facebook Ads, local service ads, Yelp ads, different type of ad services, which isn't you have Google Ads with them, but you have local SEO as well. So they have a number of local customers, and I think what's happened is some of that's fallen by the wayside because they're not putting the focus on that anymore, and they don't have the department there. Because you mentioned you've been fighting with them the past 8 or 9 months.
And you are absolutely correct about what's happened. At some point, your Google business profiles needed re-verification, and it didn't happen within a timely manner from that company. So now you have to start from scratch on those ones that only have one and two reviews. And I can see that from here. And there, if you have, there is a way to try to recover those old ones if you have access to them, but I'm willing to bet that you might not because you probably trusted them to go ahead and build it and they have all the credentials for them. Is that a correct assumption?
Yeah, I didn't really do nothing, but, oh, they tell you crap, promise you crap, and I just paid them. And that's why,
right,
I said for 17 years, trust me, I got more than 3 reviews here and 10 reviews there. I was running on the very top of the page, especially in Westchester, for years. Now, all of a sudden, I'm noticing, like, what the heck is going on? So I call them, talk to them. Oh, with the, well, Google did, they blame it all on Google.
Sure.
Well, they must have kicked you off, but we're working on it. I'm telling you, for the last 8 months, I've been fighting with them that their AdWords program is usually $1,300 a month for you to have AdWords. They're giving it to me for $7 for the aggravation. But my thing is, at the end of the day, I'm paying for all this. I'm paying a high dollar for it. My wife did go through. She actually found that I'm probably paying close to $1,000, but I'm getting hit with all these small fees. It's not just a basic, $199 to be in this area, and you have a $700 AdWord, which the AdWord will be on all 4 of them. I mean, they're sugarcoating it, but at the end of the day, I'm paying $1,000.
Okay. Yeah. Our program's going to be more than $1,000 in order to cover those 4 locations and run the ads for you. I understand why they went with the ads for you, because you are an emergency service and it shows at the very top of the page. You know, it makes a lot of sense. Our program's going to be more than $1,000. The minimum that I'm going to be able to get you in and that is about $1,200 for all 4 locations and then the ads as well. You know, and there was a couple of things that you mentioned on the, I did listen to the call yesterday with Ben, and you're very knowledgeable in a few areas regarding your advertisement, as you should be, because you've been doing this for so long. So one of the concerns that you raised was the fact that, hey, am I going to drop in ranking because, you know, changing programmers, you know, basically changing advertising organizations. And I want to be clear with you, there is a chance that you could drop in ranking a little bit while we take over and get everything up and going. But the other thing that I kind of want to bring forward is like the cost of inaction, because at this point they didn't notify you when you had needed re-verification, and now you're in a completely different boat. And that's a tough place to be. You're feeling that more than anybody, because you know that you need those reviews in order to rank at a higher spot. So we do have a lot of the same tools that they have, you know, as far as it goes, like setting up URLs and links for you to send to your customers. And I heard you even mention like, hey, I'm not really that guy. Like I need a little bit of help in that area. We do have tools within our dashboard that automatically send for review generation in an effort to help you and get those reviews and build that back up. We may, that's a big question mark with the may, be able to recover those old Google business profiles and merge the two. I won't really know until we get in there. But one of the main concerns, if you do switch over, is I need you to get the login credentials for your Google business profiles from them. That's going to be paramount so that we don't have to start from scratch again. You're the business owner and you should have those. They have to give them to you, like, legally, because you own those Google business profiles for your organization. So that's just
what
one
is
of
that
the,
called? What is it called again? Login.
So it's a username and password. It's going to be a login credential.
It's not the one that they ask me every time they call me.
No, that's like your password in order to access their company, for them to access your billing information. We have something like that too. Yeah, we have something like that.
I can guarantee you they ain't going to give me that shit, because the minute I ask for it, they're going to know I'm up to something, because I've already told them. I've had it. I'm tired of this. You take my money every month. But you still don't have my advertisement up on these two locations. Kennett Square, Morgantown have been my kick in my face for the last 8 months. Then they're finally telling me, oh, well, it was Google that kicked you, did this. It's because of the verification. It wasn't that they did anything wrong.
Right.
They dropped the ball, like you said. Something happened because I'm not getting the right answer. But now it supposedly is showing, but I'm not up on the top page because I'm starting all over again.
Exactly.
There went all my reviews. Yeah. There went everything.
Mm-hmm.
One review in Morgantown? Come on, man. I've been doing this for over 30 years.
Right.
17 years of it I spent advertising with you. You really jerked my chain now.
Well, and the thing is they just need to take some accountability because the reality is yes, Google did kick you off for re-verification for one reason or another. But where they failed you is because they didn't let you know, hey, we need to re-verify and we're going to do this quickly. They let enough time lapse that now Google won't allow them to recover that old Google business profile and they're not telling you that. So I can tell you what happened.
It was me. I called them going, is there something wrong with my advertisement? I haven't had a job in 3 weeks in Morgantown and I'm usually doing one a day.
Right. And
like, what the heck's going on?
Reviews.
And then I look and I see that I'm not even showing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have 35 reviews in that area. That's the one with the most reviews. One thing that you do want to do, Kenny, is you want to clear your cache or you want to look in an incognito window when you're looking for that. Because when you look on the same device doing the same search over and over, it's going to skew the results. Another thing that I want you to do when you call them, and you have clearly have no problem being firm, which I really like your directness. So you call them up and you say, listen, I want the login credentials for all four locations. And if they refuse to give it to you, then what you need to do is let them know not only are you going to leave them a bad Google review, but you're going to leave them a bad BBB review and report them. And they will give you those credentials.
Okay.
They have no business holding your credentials hostage. You own those. After 17 years of business with them, shoot, you probably have stock in their organization.
Right. Oh no, and I am. I'm like, wow. I rely on this.
Right.
You know,
for your livelihood.
A lot.
To feed your family. And this isn't working
and
out.
And I fought with them over like, well, we'll answer your call and text you. I'm like, no. I want to answer my own phone call and tell people when I'm on my way. Their emergency or they're broke down in a street, let me talk to them because I had to fight them over that too.
Oh, the call track.
They were trying all these different word things that I'm like, no, I don't want that. I don't want that. But I'm sitting here with my wife and it's like, wow, man. So you are going to be a little bit more, but at the end of the day, I need to find out who's going to benefit me better because I'm just fed up with, like, here we go. Now my business is taking a hit because it's like, I'm not showing up first in line. So the guy that shows up first or even on the first page like that, he's the one getting the jobs.
Right. Yeah. And that's the reality of the situation, especially for what you're offering. And you already know that. You already know that to be a fact because, you know, with this type of situation, it's like a locksmith, you know, you're an emergency service. Somebody needs it. They're not scrolling down 50 links. You know what I mean? They're looking at
No,
the
you're broke down on the side of the road.
Exactly.
Right. You're broke down on the side of the road. You're not waiting and looking. And yeah, you may go through some of the reviews while you're waiting.
Right.
But in the heat of the moment, you're pulling up a tow company and you're trying to get out of the middle of the road or off the side. You know, you're trying to get off the side of the road.
Right. Well, I want to set the proper expectation for you. You're looking at for all four locations and let's see here. So the first location we do at $199. Each location after that is $149. So just on the locations, it's $646. And then, you know, we can do, let me see here, the ads. We can do, it's about $550 in ads. That's putting you at $1,200. If you want to go the full 700 in ads, that's fine. The first month, what we do is we give you an extra coupon for the ads. That's $133 in free ads. The thing that they probably didn't tell you is that, you know, when you're starting a new location, like this has happened, you're not actually starting a new location. I understand that. But the way that Google's looking at it is like that it's a new location. It's not only does it have to go through re-verification, but it takes about 45 to 60 days for it to begin ranking. That's industry standard, let alone whatever else they've got going on. So, you know, these are just the factors that I want you to know going in up front, because I realize that your business does depend on this. Your livelihood does depend on this, you know, and I don't want to ever set the wrong impression.
Answer me this. Sure. Answer me this, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense to not start anything with that company by taking it away right away, or doesn't it make sense to start something with you and let yours get established?
That's exactly where I'm kind of going with this, because if I, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going
to
shoot you.
If I go to them and kick them off right away, now I'm sitting at the bottom. If I go with you, you're getting established. In the meantime, I'm running off of what I'm getting from them.
Either way, you have to look at the cost of inaction, because how much more is it going to cost you to continue to wait for them to get you ranking? You've been fighting with them for 9 months, and you have one review in Kennett Square, and you said that's one of your main locations.
They take that money every month. They take that money every month.
Exactly my point. You know, and again, I'm not here to convince you to go with me or stay with them. I want to give you the facts and allow you to make that choice for yourself, because I'm not here to steal anybody's client. I believe that we can do a better job? Absolutely. We've been doing a better job than 411 Local for a very long time, but you are a very loyal person and you've seen a lot of success with them over the 17 years, or you wouldn't have stayed with them, right?
Oh, you're right. It's just like you said, 8-9 months, all of a sudden there's been something popped up and it's like, wow. But
and
I'm being told things, right, that's
right.
Why it's that way. They're not owning anything.
Right.
They're
and
not
going to
take and say, oh, yeah, that was our fault.
That's the difference here with Local Splash. We're not perfect, and we're not going to say that we are, you know what I mean? But when we make a mistake and it does not behoove the client, then we definitely let them know, hey, that yes, Google kicked you off, but we made a mistake in this area. So we have fail safes in place to avoid this, because obviously we've fallen into that pitfall where that happened, where somebody got kicked off Google. Google did something and said, hey, this company needs to re-verify. And that company got overlooked for a period of time and then wound up canceling with us because they were pissed, right? So we now have fail safes in place. When somebody needs re-verification, we contact them immediately and we say, listen, in fact, one of the main things that we do when we start with a new company is we let them know, I need you to send all of your documentation over, license, insurance, business registration, photographs of your tools, of your equipment, any invoices, your business card, all of those things, we have them send them over during our client onboarding call. And the reason that we do that, Kenny, is because if your account needs re-verification, that's all the stuff that Google asks for. So we send off a re-verification immediately and we contact you and say, hey, listen, we had to re-verify. We've sent the documents off again, same documents we've been using, but for whatever reason, Google needs us to re-verify it. We are in the process. If we need anything else from you, Kenny, we're going to let you know, right? So we own it up front and we let you know up front, listen, yes, there's a glitch and this is what's going on, and we go ahead and get proactive about it because we've learned our lesson from being in a situation like you're in currently.
Right.
You know, I do think that it's important for you to make an educated decision on what you believe is going to be best for your organization. The ad spend is going to be a little bit lower than what you told me you're spending $700 with them. I don't know how much.
Well, they're only giving me that. That's actually, it's a lower number because they're telling me, well, we're going to give it to you for this month, for the next 3 months, for messing up or you being so unhappy, but we're going to give it to you for this, but it's going to raise back up. But my thing is, it's $700 for the AdWord program. And I guess it hits on all four of them is what I'm being explained.
Yes, that's exactly.
It's supposed to be helping all four of them, but like you said, it ain't doing shit for Kennett Square and it ain't doing shit for Morgantown.
Can I tell you
why?
But
I'm paying it. Every month I pay that. Yes.
It's not enough. It's not enough, to be honest with you, to split between four locations. It's about $200 per location, plus their management fee is built into that. So if you really want to hit it hard, like, put you would really need more. That's why their program starts at $1,300, is because for them to see results, they need it to be at a higher threshold. Our program starts a minimum of $500 in Google Ads, so that's where I was starting you at. But, I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you with this, Kenny. You need to spend more with the Google Ads if you're expecting to see a better result, because it is pay per click. Is
yes,
there another option available to you with
that? I did
that. Not really.
Well, I did
know?
It back in the I
back
did it
in
back
day.
In the day where it
uh-huh.
was a pay-per-click,
yeah,
and I
yeah.
was paying for every phone call. But
right.
the phone calls were solicitors,
yep.
People just calling and asking questions. Hey, did you tow my car from this lot? No, I didn't tow your car. Well, I'm paying for that.
Yeah.
Every
I know
time they hit my phone number, I paid for that call. So
right.
I'm like, that's not working for me. I'm sitting here paying $500 a week in AdWords, and I'm answering a phone call with all crap. It's not work-related.
Right.
So this is where they said it'll be $700 no matter what, no however many minutes, or I'm not being charged by the minute. It's just a flat $700 for the month.
Right. And that's how Google, most organizations have switched to doing Google Ads. So it sounds like you did Google Ads previously directly with Google where you know, they charge per click like that. We offered at a flat rate as well, because when we buy in bulk, we're able to get a better cost per click. But I just like, again, I like to be super upfront with the companies that I sign up, because of the simple fact that not only have you maybe been burned elsewhere, but how do we expect to build a long-lasting relationship if I'm not being honest with you about the products I'm selling you? Right.
Believe it or not, it'll pop up in the next few months. It pops up all of a sudden. Nah, this girl didn't tell me that shit. No, this shit's different. Yeah, you know what? Guess what? I'm canceling your ass too.
Right.
So you're right. It does. It's going to catch up to you. And this is where I'm trying to understand the whole thing. Like, I'm going to get burnt trying to go with you.
Right.
And then my business for the next 2 months is going to be sitting there barely doing shit because it's not established yet.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I mean, only you can decide what's best for your organization. I'm here to give you the facts. Do I believe we can do better? Yes. Has our local SEO department dissolved? No. Are we still selling local SEO and have an entire department dedicated to that on a daily basis? Absolutely. That's not the case for 411 Local. They've dissolved their local SEO department. They are no longer selling local SEO, yet they have a crap ton of local SEO clients who are suffering just like you. In fact, we're even onboarding their agents, okay? Their agents are coming to work for us, all right?
Right.
So I'm just being honest with you. Like, you can continue to stay with them, but I personally believe that it's a drowning ship, you know?
Right.
Yes, are you going to suffer a little bit? There is a good chance that you may suffer a little bit, but you could decide to put more money down on AdWords if you want to go with the, you know, you say maybe you want to do a total of $1,500 on a package. That is going to give you a strong push. We get those ads up and running in the first 7 to 14 days and get that pushing while we're working on all the rest.
Okay, so now answer me this. They
sure.
have me where I'm broken down paying like $199 in this spot.
Mm-hmm.
$289 for Kenneth Square. Like $180 and
seven different times
in a month I'm being charged.
Oh no, we're only charging.
Do you have like a flat rate?
Yes.
That
once
would be
month.
I don't have to sit here and keep having all these little
teeny charges.
Like
yes.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at like 3-2 of like the third month, the second day, $83. The third, on the fourth, $700. On the 10th, it's $41.
It's almost hard to keep track of how many times they just go in and withdraw, you know, whatever fee it is.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And it's never on the same given day.
Yes, ma'am. May I ask your wife's name?
Joni, hi.
Hi, Joni. It's so great to meet you. My name is Amy, and Ben is here with us too.
Hi, guys.
Thank you so
Hello.
Much for your input here. Okay. So no, to answer your question very clearly, it is a one flat monthly rate, and we break that, we break it down. So yes, is it going to be broken down per location? Yes. So let's just say, I'm just going to call them out here. So first location, Westchester, $199, Morgantown, $149, Exton, $149, Kennett Square, $149. That's just for the local SEO. And then the remainder will all go towards the Google Ads. Every other penny is going to go towards the Google Ads. Our management fee is already built into that. There's nothing additional to it. Okay? So you're not going to get dinged any other times of the month. If you say you chose to move forward today on April 9th, then on May 9th, you're going to get charged. On June 9th, you're going to get charged. July 9th, you're going to get charged, and it's just the one charge. We don't like to charge multiple times a month, because what happens is it actually does skew the billing, because then you're going on and off the page. So when you have a continuous budget that you're working from, then your ad doesn't rotate off the page as often, because it's continuous. It's always running at the same time. If you're an organization who runs ads 24/7, they may be at a lower amount, but it's still running, instead of we're waiting to charge you to refill that budget in order to put you back on the page. Does that make sense?
I guess.
Okay. So what happens is when they're charging you, you said like maybe $289 here and $300 there and $400 there, that's generally for the ads, because they're paying per click. So instead of just charging you one flat monthly rate for all of it and putting everything into the bucket, they're charging it individually, and it's actually slowing your ad down, is what I'm saying, because it's not running continuously on the same budget. Okay, think of it like this. When you're playing a video game and you put the quarter in, right? If you don't put the next quarter in before that game ends, then that game's over and it's done. You have to start over when you put that next quarter in. It's the same idea.
Right.
It's the same
right,
idea.
Right.
Okay, so you're coming on and off the page when your ad should just be running continuously.
Right. And I felt like that too. I'm like, God, why does it seem like I'm busier at different times, and then all of a sudden I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't
right.
know. I have
well,
no idea how to work
I'm
this
just gonna be. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. We're going to cost more money, yes. I've broken down what our local SEO is at. I can't start your ads at any less than 500. If you need more business now, I recommend going with a higher amount. You know, I definitely recommend you picking a number beyond the 500, because I want to be able to give you the type of results that you're looking for.
Right. So I guess it would be just a one fee a month that I would be looking at. I don't have to have all this broken down, different
no.
amounts coming out all different times. Like, it's so
no.
hard to manage your checking account when,
yeah.
bam, oh, they just took $200. Like, I wasn't expecting that. They don't do it on the same day of the month every.
That's just saying, it will be the same month.
Same
I'll
day, same price.
Same amount.
Every single month, no changes. And the only time it changes is if you agree or say, hey, I want to change it to this amount and on this day. But that's how we prefer to do our billing as well. We do have the occasional customer who likes to pop in and say, hey, I want to throw an extra $300 on ads on Friday or something like that. But again, it's done at customer discretion. That's not how we run our organization.
Right. So right now you're saying if I start, it's going to be at least $1,200 a month.
At least.
Okay.
And for you to see success, I honestly recommend you bumping it to $1,500.
Start with $1,200. Go through it that way.
I know it's a lot to think about, and I know it's a jump from what you were paying, but the reality is what you were paying wasn't doing you any good for the past 9 months. Your organization has suffered.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm definitely like, wow, I see a big difference in what it was.
Mm-hmm, right.
So I guess I just, what is a good contact for you? Or for the, you know, you and Ben, or is this the same number?
It's the same number, and my name is Amy Nelson. My extension is 224. So do you have a pen?
Yes.
Okay.
224?
Yeah. So if you dial 877.
877.
635.
6225. Uh-huh.
And then you press 1. And then you press extension 224, you should be connected with me. It's not a perfect system. So if you get a human and you say, hey, I want to talk with Amy or I want to talk with Ben, they will get you over to us directly.
Okay. So I know Ben texted me, texted me his contact number, which was...
I texted him, I gave him my cell phone number just so we could get a hold of each other.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Yeah, I gave you my cell phone number just so you could text me when you were ready for a call. So if you want to do that same system, I'm okay with that.
Yes, whatever. Or like you said, I could go off of this. But I just need to take a minute. I need to talk to the wife before I make a final decision.
Take your time.
In my head a little bit.
Yeah.
I definitely, like you said, I need to get the username, password.
Login credentials for your Google
profile. Login credentials. And what's the business profile?
The Google business profile. So that is your actual, that's what it's called when you show up on Google. It's Kenny's Towing Google business profile. You have 4 of them. So you have 4 different locations. It may be 1 sign-on for all 4, or it may be 4 separate sign-ons. But either way, they have those credentials and you need them. You are actually the business owner and you own them. It was all of your documents that got them verified. And again, I want to very strongly encourage you to be extremely firm with them and let them know that if they do not give you the credentials while you're on the phone, that you will contact Google directly, you will leave them a bad review, and you will leave them a bad BBB review.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. All right, so I guess I will be in touch with the both of you. Like I said, the wife's already shaking her head yes, but I'm like, wait a minute, how do I do this? I just literally paid these bitches.
I understand.
Now I got to, turn around and pay you guys, and it's, right on top of this again. You're talking $3,000 I'm going to be paying out in the last couple of days here. It's like, wait a minute, I got to take a breath here, or...
Take a breath. See what you can do about getting some of your money back from them. You seem like
they
a fighter
give,
to me,
they,
Kenny.
They ain't going to give you shit back, because I've already been fighting with them over that. You take my money, but my advertisement is not working.
You're on your physical impact, so you can go overall.
Yes, I did put a phone call in before I did talk to you guys. And like I said, though, I haven't heard from them yet. They probably won't call me until this afternoon because apparently they're all from the Philippines. So their time frame is like midnight there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in bed. So they won't call me until probably 6 o'clock tonight when it's probably 7 o'clock in the morning there.
Well, our Filipino agents work around the clock, so I don't understand what the problem is there. That's another difference here. We have agents that work around the clock. You'll be assigned a specific account manager. Your account manager probably will be from the Philippines, but what I want you to know is our agents are very, very highly trained. They're available. Like when you have an agent, you make a call into the organization, it's that agent that calls you back. You're dealing with the same agent all the time. You're not being
I do have that. They call it the campaign managers. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
I'm not going to knock 411 Local.
They had a great program for a long time. I just believe that it's honestly changed a lot. In fact, it's so much so that their employees have jumped ship, you know. But again, I'm not here to knock them. They had a great run.
I totally get that. All you're doing is enlightening me to a lot of this that's going on because I do see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For me to be concerned, otherwise I wouldn't have to give you the time or day if I was happy.
Exactly. And I wouldn't expect you to. I respect people. I've talked to people. I'll tell you this, Kenny. I've talked to people, and you know what? I'm talking to them, and I'm like, listen, I don't think it's worth it financially for you to take the hit or for you to switch or change. You know what I mean? Like, I think that you should stay where you're at. and I've turned business down. I've also told people, hey, like, overall, this just isn't a good fit. Like, I'm sorry, we're not a good match. Whether it's me or it's you, I don't believe it's a good match. I have no problem turning somebody's business down if I don't believe it's a good fit for them, because I don't ever want to actually hurt your organization. I only want to benefit you. Is it going to hurt in the beginning? It might, Kenny. It might. But I'm not lying about that to you. I'm not BSing you on that. I'm letting you know up front. You know what? There's going to be a little rocky road, but do I believe that we can get you through it? Yes, I do. And the cost of inaction, you going with them for another month is only going to kill you.
I have a question.
Sure.
Is this like what, say if he wanted to start with you, slowly, like, so where he can try to hang on to 411 during this painful transition, and say we add Westchester first or any one of the four.
Mm-hmm.
Add one, get that one up and running while, you know, like, one at a time. Maybe it won't hurt our pocket as bad, why we can slowly let go of 411. I mean, do you recommend something like that, or do you think cold turkey is the best way?
I personally believe that cold turkey is the best way. I do understand what you're saying, and can we do that? Yes, we actually can. However, the great price break that I've been able to give you guys, because our package for local is usually $299 a month.
Okay.
I've broken it down on the premise of bringing all four locations at once.
Gotcha.
So
yep.
I would
yep,
have to
sense.
Work on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But can we?
She's saying
yes,
transaction. Mm-hmm. Right, just trying to transaction because.
Transition.
Yeah.
Right.
Transition.
The minute I do this, yeah. If I pull the plug on 411. Now, I'm going to be, like you're saying, it could be a month, it could be 2 months that I'm going to be sitting here going, wow, I got no work.
Well, not if we run the Google ads the way that I'm trying to get you to run them. No, I mean, not no work, but maybe not as much. The other thing is this, is I want you guys to think about this, because my, you know, you are the one who's voiced a very valid concern regarding their integrity of giving you A, login credentials, B, returning some of the money that they probably owe you back, C, not being as helpful as they could be. What happens when you let them know, hey, I'm taking Westchester location elsewhere? What are they going to do to possibly
sabotage you?
I don't know. And you're the one who gave me that impression. I'm not saying that on my own. But because you don't believe that they're for you anymore. You've already given up on them, Kenny.
Right.
Well, I've been fighting with them for months now, though. That's my thing, and I'm not getting...
With what's taking place. Absolutely.
That's right. And I'm that loyal guy that's like, wow, man.
Feeling,
I can tell.
You're physically feeling a change.
I am.
Why you're looking into it.
I am feeling like, wow, what the heck is going on here?
Right.
Right. So, all right, I guess I got those, you know what I mean, like that.
Yeah.
Wow, look, they're...
411's calling them back.
They're calling me back right now.
Oh. All right, well, we'll let you go take that call. Let us know
all right,
when you're
I'll
ready
call
to
you.
Move forward. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
I will call you back. Thank
okay.
you, Amy.
You're welcome. Bye.
Hello. Hello?